90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Welcome to Arts Week Radio on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I bet you thought I was just going to let the song keep going and going and going. No! Because we have a terrific group of guests here in the studio. We have world-renowned author Rudy Waldner is here. We have the delightful Regina Del Carmen, who's a singer-songwriter, and we've got a new release that we're going to air today. Also in the studio, we have Katie Mabry Van Deren, and we're going to talk about the Strawberry Swing Fest, the 9th annual Strawberry Swing Fest. So, yeah, let's get started. My first guest we're going to introduce as Regina Del Carmen, and she's a 19-year-old aspiring singer, songwriter, rapper, actress based here in Kansas City. We're very fortunate to have her, and I want to tell you that she's participated in many events around the Kansas City area, including Dia de los Muertos at the Maddie Rhodes Art Center, and Carnival, Cinco de Mayo, Fiesta España, and she is the current winner of Rock the Mic at Hamburger Mary's KC. Congratulations to you for that.
Thank you.
Awesome. Now, she loves to tell people her story through music to help give an understanding of who she is, where she's been. She's 19 years old, loves to make music, and the lyrics tell her story. And I love this this next statement that you had written, Regina. One day I hope to be able to change the world with my music. I hope so, too.
Me, too. We're still following that dream. We're still going.
Yeah, and never give up. So, you know, it's always wonderful to have you here in the studio because, you know, for a young person, your writing skills, your singing skills are just so spot on.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
When did you know you sort of had this knack, this gift for music and writing and all?
So when I first started, it started off as poetry, more like stories and narratives. Uh-huh. And then I started like dabbling into music when I was around 10 or 11. And I realized, I'm like, wow, like this feels really good, like to write a song and to like have people listen to it. Like it was very rewarding for me. And then I kind of went up to my parents and I was like, I love to write. Writing is what I like to do. And then I've been singing like my whole life. So I'm like, okay, so if
that's
we put two
beautiful.
And two together, like love it.
And your parents were very supportive of
you. Oh, yeah. My dad's here today.
Yeah, Big Daddy's right behind you. And we love that because, you know, I mean, when you have the support of your friends and family, it just really matters so, so much.
Absolutely,
doesn't it?
For sure.
Now, again, as you were growing up, you said you had this interest in music and, mm-hmm. and singing and all that. Were there certain singers, songwriters that influenced you that you thought, gee, you know, I want to write in this style or sing this song? Or was there something that influenced or inspired your work?
Yeah, I really liked the way that Lana Del Rey wrote. She kind of, like, writes metaphorically, and it's something that's like, oh, like, I love you, like, my love is as free as birds flying in the wind. And I really loved that type of writing style. I also really like Janis Joplin. Really love her.
Wow, I love that.
I think she's like a powerhouse, and whenever I sing, like, I feel like I embody her.
Kind of channel her.
Yeah.
Is it more the blues? Is it the roughness? What is it about her?
Yeah,
her
I think voice, it's though? Like the blues and the pain and like the sadness that she kind of portrayed the way that she sang. Definitely Janis Joplin for sure. Mm-hmm. I really like Amy Winehouse. I love Amy Winehouse as well.
Bless her heart. Yeah. Well, and I can tell our listeners that one of the highlights for us at KKFI was that you were on stage for the very first collaborations at the Folly Theater.
Yes,
and
I
that was so exciting to see you on stage, and you really belonged there. you really
thank
did.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I had so much fun performing.
Yeah. And of course, you know, we had a lot of other local musicians and singer-songwriters, and I think, again, they just sort of embraced the new and upcoming talented singer-songwriters.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have released a lot of music over the period of, what, 4 years?
Yeah, five 4 years? Or 5, yeah.
Yeah. And where can our listeners find your music?
So right now I am on SoundCloud under Regina Del Carmen. You can find all of my music there, but soon, August 23rd, I'll be releasing a mixtape, and that'll be released on all streaming services.
Uh-huh. Okay, and today you've allowed us to share a song that has not really truly been released quite yet, right?
Yes, neither of these have been released yet.
So let's take a listen to that, and anytime you're ready.
All right.
Silk from head to toe, cast in my circle above so below, casted my spell and they'll never know. Devil woman, do you please? Got all these men on their knees, and all of the angels you have freed, you have paid a heavy deed. Devil woman, do you fix? Don't forget your crucifix. I've drank from the river Styx. Now my soul is in sweet bliss. Climb to heaven or fall to hell. Either way, it's your soul to sell. Always tempted by fruits forbidden. Gotta change my ways to be forgiven. Devil woman, do you practice? Do you practice black magic? Sing a tune like a blue jay. Catch her en masse on any given Sunday. Black magic woman with the voodoo eyes. Catch me in a trance, got me hypnotized. All of your cries got me baptized. I'm washed away from their evil eyes. Moonlit hair and the fiery eyes. Venomous words got my tongue tied. Holy and glorious demise. Devil woman, the world is mine. I was an angel once before. Then I met the devil woman and I started to soar. I was shaken down to the core. gave me all the powers I didn't have before. Devil woman, you got what you want. We were at the bottom, now we're at the top. And we'll never ever stop. Devil woman, did you eat the apple or dance to the snake's rattle? Are you fighting the battle or living in the shadow? Devil woman, may peace be with you, and know I'll always be there, and I'll always care. Devil woman, set me free. Devil woman, let me be. Devil woman, taking over me. Raise our glasses, raise them up to God, 'cause he knows we try real hard. If I go to hell, I'll send you a card, 'cause heaven seems like it's too far.
We love that. Oh, my God. That was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Who was the devil woman? I'm just kidding.
Oh, well, I mean, it's kind of like a narrative, so yeah. I wrote it like a story.
I love that. And is that how you work with all of your songs?
Sometimes, yeah. This is like my first time kind of like fully writing a story that didn't really have anything to do with me. Uh-huh. But it was kind of like when you find, like, your fix, maybe in a person, a friend, a lover, a family member, kind of like it's toxic, but you can't really let go of it. Mm-hmm. Like, you're addicted to it kind of thing. And it kind of, like, gives you this high, like you're on top of the world, and it's not good for you, but you keep going back to it. So that's kind of how I wrote this song.
And I like that, the music, it does tell a story. Do you find it's like sort of journaling in a sense? Can you go back and look at your earlier works of music you've written and go, wow, you know, that I know where I was in that time?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because I wrote this maybe like a year ago, and it kind of like means something totally different now, but then it was like, oh, you know, like maybe it was about me, maybe it wasn't, but now it's kind of like I can understand the pain that I went through back then while I'm listening to it now.
You know, and the other thing I wanted to ask you about is the musicians. Is it you playing all the instruments, the arrangements? Do you have other people that are recording with you?
This beat was from a producer online, and I wanted to use it, and they're like, sure. So, that's where that's from, but it's just me on the track. So it was just me in the booth by myself singing to the track.
If you just joined us, this is Art Speak Radio, and I'm Maria Vasquez-Boyd. I'm talking to Regina Del Carmen, who is a 19-year-old aspiring singer, songwriter, rapper, actress based in Kansas City. Now, she's participated in so many events around the Kansas City area performing, and recently is the current winner of Rock the Mic at Hamburger Mary's, Casey. That was pretty intense. I mean, that was
was insane, but it was so much fun. It was so much fun. I met a lot of great people, a lot of great artists during this time. It was more towards the beginning of the year, and it ended in April. Mm-hmm. But it was such a great experience. I got to meet new people, got to experience new things. A lot of doors opened up for me after winning Rock the Mic. For sure, I did a song with Widow Von Du, which is fun. I can't wait till she releases that. I'm doing a song with one of the rappers that was in the competition. Mm-hmm. That should be coming out this month, maybe.
Uh-huh. Well, and it was very competitive, too. I mean, it's not as though, you know, sort of lip syncing and that sort of thing or any of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's truly performance.
Yeah, it was all like your raw talent on stage every Thursday night, different category every week. Mm-hmm. So it was fun, it was hard, but definitely wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Because it was an experience that I will never forget. It was so much fun.
And at 19, you're very confident on stage. And I think that's really important as a performer. You can be shy in the studio or shy in public. But on stage, you just sort of like, yeah, I got this.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's like my comfort zone. Being on stage is kind of like, at first, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm so nervous. Like, what am I going to do? But once I get on stage, it's like all of that just kind of goes away. And I'm like my own person. I'm my own. Like, I'm a star. Like,
I love it. People can find you on SoundCloud. That's Regina Del Carmen. What are some upcoming gigs? Do you want to talk about any of that?
Yeah, so I'll be having a release party for my debut mixtape / album August 23rd.
And where's that going to take place?
It's going to be at Hamburger Mary's at 10:30. So that'll be fun. It's an 18 and over event. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. So I hope whoever's listening can come out and support. And
absolutely. Yeah. Well, I know that, again, you participated in a lot of other festivals and Carnival and all that. And will you be back with that in September? There's a lot of things kind of pending, right?
Yeah. It's like... ask me later.
She's like the magic eight ball, folks.
I might make a little appearance, but I'm not sure yet.
Now, are you currently learning more about the guitar or other?
Yeah, so I've been just on and off with my guitar. I started playing piano again and the drums. So I'm just kind of like refreshing all of my old skill, because I haven't really picked up anything in a minute, except for my guitar. I did do the Folk Fest a month back.
Yeah.
And I did three of my originals, so that was really fun.
Now, next time you come back, Regina, because you will be back, I'll bring a ukulele or two.
Okay.
Do you plunk around on those?
No, but we can make it work.
I've got a lot to choose from. So, anything else that we want to talk about that we haven't mentioned? Anything that?
I don't think so. I think we covered everything.
Okay, and you're finishing up summer classes with MediRoads.
I am. I was a teacher this year, which was very fun. It's a nonprofit organization. Definitely, if you have a chance to donate, please do.
Yeah. So, what did you teach? What classes?
I taught recycled art. So that's important. Made like rain sticks out of like paper towel rolls.
Yeah.
We did little like mini guitars with like plastic rubber bands and like cardboard boxes. It was cute. It was cute. But yeah, it was really really fun. I love working at Maddie Rhodes. I love Jenny.
She's all right.
That's like my second mom.
Jenny Mendez, truly one of my best friends. But
So my mixtape is going to be called the High Priestess Mixtape.
Okay.
And it'll be coming out August 23rd. And then you'll be able to stream it on all, everywhere.
Something I want to ask you about is the artwork on that, because I saw either was it SoundCloud or your Facebook page? I don't recall which. The artwork on that was really striking. Is that something that you created?
Yes. So I did all of it myself.
Wow.
The inspiration behind it. So my whole life I went to Catholic school, and I was always obsessed with like the paintings of the saints. But I've also been obsessed with like tarot cards. So I really like the High Priestess card. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, the High Priestess is a really good name for a mixtape. And I just like wanted to embody a painting kind of thing.
It's beautiful.
So thank you.
Is that computer generated or is it something that you've painted?
Yeah, so I edited it myself and went in there and put the little details. So it was really fun to... It was really hard to make it, but it was definitely paid off.
I love it. You know, raised Catholic, I wanted to be one of the kids that, you know, the saints revealed themselves to me and, you know, told me things. And that kind of never happened. I even left red M&Ms on the dresser for Jesus, and they're still there to this day.
They're still there.
we thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Regina, for having me. Love you.
Oh, I love you back. We're going to be right back after this.
hasn't got much wiser. Become our biggest lie. Seems to me that fools are even more foolish, thinking of themselves and nobody else. But then if asked for poor will, riches be replenished. They say bootstraps must be pulled up by themselves, feeding off the love of the land, leaving much to be desire, living off the love of the Lord, while the price for life is higher. Isn't love to be admired? Has the good in man expired? Stealing all the love and the beauty from the land. I awake each morning to the birds that sing.
And we're back. This is Art Speak Radio, and I am Maria Vasquez Boyd. And look who walked in, the delightful Bill Sunda.
Aren't I delightful?
Not really.
But I know. You're, people
you
say that,
good.
And they don't
you
mean
smell
it.
Good, so that's. We love you, Bill Sundahl.
Well,
I always give you.
You
such a hard time. So you're going to talk about what?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to give you a hard time now. I don't really have anything to say. No. I'm here to talk about the Crossroads Music Fest, which is a outside of our pledge drives, our largest fundraiser. That is an event for KKFI.
And it's so cool.
Yeah, it is. We don't put
it's
on
something for
not cool events. Yeah, so Crossroads Music Fest, if you're not familiar, this is the 15th annual event. And it's down in the Crossroads Arts District of Kansas City. And so you get a wristband that gets you admission to six different venues and seven stages. We do some day parties during the day, but the music starts with a City of Drums kickoff party.
I love that.
So it's three drum lines, each playing individually, and then they all play together.
Man, I love the drum line.
It's pretty amazing. So we're excited about that. And that's going to be in Josie Records parking lot. Our main stage this year, we're pretty excited. We're going back to Crossroads KC at Grinders. So the wood chips, that's what I call it. It seems to, yeah, so a huge stage. So we got Madison Ward and the Mama Bear, and Split Lip Rayfield are playing, Freedom Affair, Violet and the Undercurrents, yeah, we have the Marching Cobras, the Marching Pythons, Ensemble America, Rural Grit, My Brothers and Sisters, the Shy Boys, Hannah Norris and the Band, the Faye, Amy Farron and the like, Molly Jean and Gasoline, Gravelord, Bleed the Victim, Wither Moth, so we got some metal this year that we're getting involved, Hadiza, and Una Walking Horse, True Lions, Timbers, and Ivy Roots just joined the list just a few moments ago.
You know, that's what I was going to ask you, if it was a definitive list, or are we still sort of...
I've got a couple. I'm just waiting to hear back from a couple people, but yeah, it's pretty well
I love
done.
That.
Yeah.
So tell us more about the ticket information and
So cmfkc.com is where all the information about the event and the tickets, of course, are there. They're on sale. The ticketing is going through Crossroads KC their website. So if you go to their website, crossroadskc.com, that also will and find the event on Saturday, September 7th. But CMFKC has everything. Okay. Or, of course, kkfi.org, our website, the homepage has an easy link to where to get all the information as well.
And again, how many years has this been?
This is the 15th annual.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know. It's almost ready to drive.
I love it. Yeah.
It's a big, I don't know why fives are a big year, but the 10th year, I was like, whoa, 10 years. Yeah. It seems like a big one to me for sure.
You know, and it just keeps growing each year, doesn't it?
Because it does.
Well, because we have the amount of talent here in Kansas City that
it
kind of
I've said this a ton of times, and it's worth saying again. The first time I did this, we had eight bands, and I was like, how am I going to get these eight bands to play our show? And those were like, that was not that there were only eight good bands then, but it was really a smaller pool to pick from. Now we're doing over 30 bands, and there's no way to get everybody involved that you want to, and so we try to change it up as much as we can every year, because there is a ton of talent, and the festival is a big part of it, is right along with KKFI's mission, is to turn people on to something they had never seen before. So we go out of our way to find a lot of bands that are new and upcoming or haven't played the festival in the past that maybe are well established.
So back then you kind of thought to yourself, let's put on a show, and it just sort of
it was totally selfish. I was in a band, and I was like, well, if I put on this festival and put my band in the sundown spot, it'll, like, more people will see us play.
People will adore me.
It worked. Yeah, it totally worked. Yeah. I mean, they like Jamie better than me. But
we do adore you here at KK.
Well, thank you.
We do. You know, Bill is our development director, and he's really made some huge, significant changes here at the station that have been really helpful, instrumental in keeping us alive and going. And I can say that's true of all our volunteers. But
for sure.
But, you know, because
it is definitely, I mean, I appreciate that, but it is really a huge team of people here that make everything happen. And so there's no way I can do this myself and wouldn't want to. The way this place is set up is democracy in action.
Democracy
maybe run amok sometimes, but it's in action. Like it's I don't know. This is a great place, and I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, and I'm going to say that he also orchestrates the collaborations that we've had the last 3 years, mm-hmm. and so that's huge. Sort of reining in people, creative people, to appear on stage.
Yeah, those
like
are
the
really,
lovely
really
Regina
fun.
Del Carmen. She was there.
Oh hi. Yeah.
Jeez, oh,
I didn't even look who was in the room when I sat down.
You can go back to your office now.
Okay.
No, we love you, Bill.
Thank you, Maria.
Well, and I know that you'll be back towards the end of the month, because we want to spend more time and get a group of musicians here in the studio to perform live during
Art
Speak Radio.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
well, thank you so
good.
Much, Maria, for all you do for the community and the arts in Kansas City and for KKFI.
You bet, honey. We're all a team. Oh, you know, we're going to be right back with Art Speak Radio right after this.
Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, Two Takes and Movie, currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is the latest from indie superstar Quentin Tarantino, and it's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt, this is a miasma of Hollywood in the late 60s, plus the hint of violence to come.
Leonardo DiCaprio plays a actor loosely based on Steve McQueen, and Brad Pitt plays his best pal, a stuntman based on Hal Needham. And of course, as you say, this is a fictional story, but it does play out against the background of some reality at the time. But as usual, Quentin Tarantino plays with your expectations and then fools you.
Exactly, and that's what makes it a terrific film, especially for fans of Quentin Tarantino. If you liked Kill Bill, you'll like this one.
I think in terms of his overall films, this is his ninth movie. I think this one in quality falls somewhere in the middle, but it's a very intriguing movie. A lot of people are not going to like it because, if you don't like Quentin Tarantino's dialogue and his point of view, you're not going to like this movie. But it is dark, and it is a movie that has one of the best performances of the year, certainly. I think you can expect Oscar nomination for Leonardo DiCaprio.
Really? I thought it would go to Brad Pitt.
this doesn't have a plot per se. It's very meandering and episodic, and it's long. And so I know a lot of people are going to be annoyed with that fact.
Just want to add, it captured also the naivete of that era, and we certainly don't have that today.
On the downside, it is violent, it is dark, and Margot Robbie, who's a terrific actress, is wasted in the role of Sharon Tate. It's just background.
There were a lot of background scenes, but it all came together.
For Tarantino fans, it's a must-see. For the rest, proceed with caution. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.
On the next Sprouts.
Now currently put trespassing on the United States Department of Energy. You are not authorized to enter upon this property, and you are requested to leave immediately. If you do not leave, you will be arrested.
Part 2 of Peaceworks KC's annual Memorial Day Civil Disobedience at the Kansas City Weapons Plant. Sprouts, Thursday at noon.
I was at the station one day, and I heard a gentleman say that he is part Native American. And while he doesn't practice or focus in on any on his particular tribe or, I guess, get involved in the community that much, one thing he does do is tune in to Native Spirit on Sundays with Rhonda Lovaldo. And he said that makes him feel connected. And when I heard his story, I thought, and that's why I volunteer at KKFI.
And that was our beautiful Ebony Johnson, who is our volunteer coordinator, and we're so happy that she's a part of our staff because she's so vital to this organization. And just as much as Katie Mabry Van Deren is with the Strawberry Swing, and we're going to talk all about the 9th annual Summer Swing that's taking place Sunday, August 11th at the Nelson Atkins Museum.
Yes.
Hello, Katie.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
You bet. I'm glad you're back. This is pretty exciting.
It is the ninth
annual.
I cannot believe we've been doing it since 2011.
That's crazy, but I'm glad that you're doing it. Let's talk about what exactly the Strawberry Swing is.
So the Strawberry Swing is an indie craft fair. We're basically like Etsy in real life. We come together and we basically pop up local and regional small businesses that hand make everything from jewelry to pottery to clothing. We even have some vintage vendors. Anything you can imagine our makers make. And so we basically have a big festival to celebrate the maker movement.
You know, and I've attended a time or two at the Nelson, and, you know, it's just great to be out there on the lawn and to move around and be around the art and really get to meet and learn who's in the community making things, soap and art and all kinds of things, right?
It's a perfect venue for us because the backdrop is, well, we're going to be around the reflecting pond because that's where the hard surface is.
Yeah.
And then kind of on the grass by the shuttlecock there. So I don't know if that's the back of the Nelson or the front, but we'll be back around the block building and the reflecting pool. And that backdrop is just so beautiful.
Yeah, I've always considered that the front, but, you know,
right?
Who knows?
Is it the front?
But either you know, north or south,
right.
it's a beautiful view. And I also want to mention that you're going to have some food trucks out there, too.
We are. We have 5 food trucks, and they're all amazing. We have Urban Cafe, who they used to have a store or a restaurant on 40th and Troost, and they're going to open a new one at 55th and Troost.
Uh-huh.
So in the meantime, you can only get their delicious food at their food truck.
Wow.
And who else do we have? We have Coffee KKC, Seven Swans Creperie, and she makes delicious French crepes, like 7 different flavors. Hungry Hatch.
Gosh.
I think they're all vegetarian, which is great for us. It might be a little warm, so it'd be good to get some vegetarian food.
So you're going to shop handmade and shop local here at the Summer Swing, the 9th annual Summer Swing, Sunday, August 11th at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. And you can just show up, right?
Yeah, it's free to attend. We actually do swag bags for the first 100 guests who arrive. If they give a little donation for the Nelson, because they're a nonprofit, they'll get a bag full of stuff vendors have donated. And we have a couple of little surprises, like, you know, there's a little show in town called Queer Eye that was filmed. One of the barbers from it, he's going to be there offering beard trims and hair trims. So if you needed your hair or your beard cleaned up, Takai will be there.
They love Kansas City, don't they?
They love us.
They really
do. I mean, why wouldn't you?
I know.
But Takai, he did the season that just aired, he did Wesley's hair and beard. He was on episode 2, and he did an amazing job, so we're going to have him there.
Refresh me. Wesley was?
Wesley is the man who was handicapped. He was shot, and he got nominated, and they redid his look and made him some custom suits. It was phenomenal.
That was a beautiful story. You know, I did not mention that the time for the summer swing that takes place at the Nelson is 10 to 4.
Oh, yeah, it's 10 to 4.
So
it's 10 to 4. And we have more than 100 local small businesses. And it's so important to shop local, you know, in this kind of Amazon environment right now. Shopping local puts the money back into the community, like $45 to every $100 spent goes right back into the community. Whereas if you were to shop at, let's say, Amazon, only like $17 goes back into the community. So it's a great way to, you know, meet your community. Like you said, you'll meet the artists because each one of them is going to be there. And then when you shop and you buy local, you even save the environment because, you know, you don't have the big box trucks like driving around.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's just 100% a great thing to do.
Well, and I think, you know, most importantly, you can meet these artisans. You can meet the people that, you know, and ask them questions and talk to them. And really what I find happens is that they reveal their passion and their commitment to whatever they're creating or you know, producing.
It's so true. And it's like one of a kind stuff, some of it. Yeah. You can't get anywhere else. Yeah. You know, I'm wearing these amazing rainbow earrings.
I'm going to steal those.
And they
I'm
were like, she's going to steal them. They were hand wrapped. If I know we can't see them because we're on the radio, but it's a little string hand wrapped around more string, and they formed beautiful rainbows. And, you know, she only can make a certain amount of these because she's making them by hand. And she's a mom. It's Tucker and Scout. They'll be there. They have a lot of beautiful stuff. So.
And, you know, we should take a picture of that and post it on Facebook. But, you know, is it too early to talk about the other event
we can totally talk about that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, so I curate and own the Strawberry Swing, and we do 4 big ones throughout the year. But I also co-founded a nonprofit called Troost Market Collective. So we're hoping to have maker spaces on Troost where we have both memberships that are paid and memberships that are, you know, a residency. So we can lift the barrier to become a maker. And we'll have collective equipment. And so while we're waiting on a space, we decided it would be nice to work with the community to throw a festival and kind of get everyone out together to show, like, Troost is an amazing place. There's an amazing community here. Let's bring both East and West Side together have fun. And so it's called Troostapalooza. It's the second annual, and it is September 21st.
And that's going to include pretty much the same handmade and local artisans and that sort of thing, plus
but
live
different
music.
Ones because we'll lift that barrier. Like for my event at Strawberry Swing, you have to pay a booth fee, but with Troostapalooza, we've kind of lifted that, and we'll have Escape a Skateboard doing skate demos, and we've got 7 bands for Troostapalooza, but I don't think they've been announced yet, so secret.
Well, and if you want to share any information, contact information, because are you looking for more vendors or bands?
For Troostapalooza, for sure.
Yeah.
You would just go to our website, which is troostapalooza.com and maybe .org. I think it's .com. And there's a contact us section, and there'll be like a become a vendor, volunteer. We always need volunteers.
Yeah.
And I mean, I even need volunteers for Strawberry Swing. So, hey, if you want to come out Sunday and help me. Come on out.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun.
It is,
you know,
so fun.
And again, you can meet people, talk to people, and really get to know the products and really, ask questions.
Yeah. And everyone that comes out is just so happy. It's like this day where everyone is just happy and everyone's smiling. It's just a really great time.
100-plus handmade and vintage vendors, food trucks, photo booths. That looks like DIY crafts.
But, DIY crafts. So Nelson is going to host DIY crafts from 12 to 3 inside the block building. And I think it's going to involve some type of sculpture. So hopefully you can come and make it out for that too. Free crafts. And that walking wall is still there, the Andy Goldsworthy wall. I don't know if everyone knew about that, but they did this amazing piece where the stonemasons have been moving the wall. It's been traveling across Rock Hill, and it's now in front of the block building, so you'll be able to see it.
At the end of the month. At the end of the month, it'll be in my neighborhood. It's
going to
walk that far.
It's going to walk that far? No, it's not. It's going to go in the building, though.
I live in Independence.
I mean, they'd need a lot of stonemasons to do that. I watched them working on that, and I actually got to meet some of them, and they are so talented.
Yeah, we're so lucky to have them. And this will go on. The 9th Annual Summer Swing will go on, rain or shine, right?
Rain or shine.
Dear Lord, please be shiny.
It will. It will.
And put those red M&Ms out. Give me some sunshine.
Oh, my gosh. Any final thoughts or?
Just remember, it's free to attend. We're going to have shuttles running from Kauffman Gardens, down at like 48th and Rock Hill, so that you can park at the Kauffman Gardens or the Kauffman, what is it called? Center?
Memorial
Gardens. And then a shuttle will bring you back up to the back of the Nelson. So,
and it really is a lovely walk, too.
It is a lovely walk.
So you can't beat that.
It's perfect and it's beautiful. Come support everybody. It's just going to be a great time.
Katie, maybe Randaren, I love to have you in the studio anytime. And I'm glad, so sorry it was last minute, but I'm glad that you're here to share the word.
Thank you. You are wonderful.
I love you. We're going to be right back right after this. This is Maria Vasquez-Boyd, and you're listening to ArtSpeak Radio on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Up next, we have Rudy Waldner, who is a world-renowned author. He discusses his world travels, and he talks about the books that he's written, his most recent book, The Corporate Jungle, Animal Personalities Colliding with Job Titles. Also, his other book, Marketing from the Trenches, Your Guide to Retail Success. And there's some upcoming events that we're going to talk about that Rudy is here in the studio to talk about. So, yay. Hello, friend.
Hello, hello. Great to see you.
Good to see you. You know, the last time you were here, you were headed off, I don't know, maybe to Iceland or something, and then it's just been this whirlwind tour since.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. We did Iceland, and then I had a book signing in Nuuk. Mm-hmm. N-U-U-K, that's the capital of Greenland. Unbelievable. And then we also went to the Faroe Islands. Terrific trip.
South America, you were, am I just making things up now?
No.
Were you in Brazil or something? I can't recall.
Costa Rica, I do often. I'm going again in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But I've been to 80-plus countries.
I love that. You know, let's talk about a little bit of how you got that travel bug early on and then how your books came from that.
It was always encouraged by the family. The word Wanderlust is a German word, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm Austrian descent. And it's just to get out there and travel. So as a kid, they'd send me to Austria for my summers right? And you see a different culture, and I love it. I haven't stopped. I can't stop. If I don't have a trip planned, I can't sleep.
Yeah, I like that. Where are some places you haven't been that are sort of on your bucket list?
Okay, so this next trip in September is crazy. I took a map and I plotted this. First stop is the Azores, and forgive my pronunciation. I only know it when I get there.
We don't know any better.
So the Azores, from the Azores to Madeira, mm-hmm. from Madeira, which that makes that beautiful port wine. Can't wait to have that. And Hemingway stopped there. I'll remember that. And then from there to the Canaries, you've all heard of. Mm-hmm. And then to Lisbon, and then to see my family in Austria.
Wow. And is this all based on your book tour then?
It's everything is always commingled.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I have one foot in corporate America, so that gets me to travel. So whenever I do a work trip, there's definitely a book signing or a lecture or something. And then for my personal trips, for example, I always wanted to go to Greenland. So, yes, getting the book signing enabled me to get there a little quicker.
Yeah,
but there's,
yeah.
I mean, I'm always doing double time. Always.
And as I mentioned, the most recent book is The Corporate Jungle, Animal Personalities Colliding with Job Titles. And tell us about that. You've been here before, but for our listeners who happen to miss that particular episode, tell us about that book.
Okay, so the first book funded the second book. So I was able to go see the world, and I'm so drawn to wildlife. Mm-hmm. I've been to Churchill, Canada to see the polar bears. Kenya to see the cheetahs and the lions, the dolphins and the great whites in South Africa. I love the wildlife, and I just love taking pictures of wildlife. And then as I'm observing the wildlife, some corporate traits seem to be pronounced in certain animals, and it just I don't know what hit me. I think it was the third gin and tonic in Zambia, I think. And it came to me I took some pictures of a crocodile, right? And they don't move a lot. They just snap their maw, right? And I'm thinking, a CFO in corporate America is the same thing. All they do is say no. It's just they snap their mouth, no. So I just started putting that together, the animal personalities, the real animal personalities, and I just overlaid that with what I've experienced in corporate America over all these years.
Well, it is a fun book in that because, as you're going through the pages and you see, the sloth or, the cheetah or whatever, you go through your Rolodex of people that you know in corporate world or even maybe perhaps a neighbor or a friend. Oh, I know who you are. You're the crocodile. So it's a great book. It's sort of tongue-in-cheek, but there's a lot to look at because the photographs are really beautiful.
Thank you for saying that. I took all 101.
Wow. Wow. And with that, the corporate jungle, you have a meet and sip wine with you coming up. Yeah.
Most events, I like to pour something because, alcohol is a social lubricant. I love that. But, this Saturday at Afterward Tavern, this is a great event because, referring to my first book again, it's about business partnerships, right? So we've partnered with Lifted Spirits Distillery, they'll be pouring samples of their two most awesome gins. And then Afterward Tavern and Bookshelves, they're going to be hosting it. So they're bundling these packages, have a Hemingway-esque drink with one of these books, and you're going to pay less than list price of the book.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's really fun, I think, because food and booze bring people together and books. But it's great because it's going to be at Afterwards Tavern Shelves at 1834 Grand Boulevard, and you'll be able to do some book signings there and talk to people up close and personal about the corporate jungle and so on. Just a great afternoon. So that's going to be, again, Saturday, this Saturday,
this
August
Saturday.
10th, from 1 to 4 p.m. Now, I know I'm going to put you on the spot, but the corporate jungle, as we talked about, the animal personalities colliding with job titles, wouldn't you say that I am the lioness? I am the queen of the jungle, right? Right?
That's exactly right? What comes to mind. As soon as I walked in here, that's what I thought.
No, but it is a lot of fun because, again, you can sort of meet up with people that you know and go, oh, yeah, that person certainly is a giraffe sort of quality in that. What is some of your favorite animals in this book and what qualities they possess?
My favorite is a COO, not just because I am one, but seriously, the way the lion rules, they don't move much. They constantly observe, and then when they make a move, it's deadly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like a COO. You're constantly registering. People think you're not looking, but you're looking. You're looking, you're comparing, and when you got to make a move, it's lethal.
And there's an intimidation factor there, too, because, you know, the presence, the sort of, you know, you're observing and all that. That presence of someone who's quietly observing can be a little bit intimidating, a little bit, you know, shaking in your boots, if you want to call it that, right?
That's correct.
Or your paws, I don't know which. And then again, you've got this Marketing from the Trenches, Your Guide to Retail Success, and this was the first book that sort of...
That book's got me all over the globe. Uh-huh. It really made the second book happen. I'm speaking at... the Culinary Trainer School in Costa Rica in 2 weeks. I'm like an adjunct professor for them. So every time I go down, I speak on that book. And then I'm also doing that same week at some German restaurant, Club Alemán, also in San Jose, Costa Rica. I'm doing an etiquette class. Again, that first book afforded all of that.
Yeah, that's terrific. Now, if you need someone to schlep around your camera or your luggage or something, I know a few people, you can view Rudy's travel photos and upcoming events on Facebook, right?
Yep, yeah.
And then you're also with other social media such as, let's see.
We're getting there. I've got this team that's going to really help me with the social media piece.
Well, and I want to mention that your books are available on Amazon and other bookstore locations across the globe. So trenchmarketer.com would be one website that you could locate a bookstore near you. And, and if folks want to get a hold of you, they can reach you through Facebook.
Facebook is best right now.
Yeah.
Marketing from the Trenches, the first book. That's, or just spell out my name, Rudy Waldner, not Rudolph, though, Rudy Waldner.
Yeah. Well, again, come meet Rudy Saturday, August 10th from 1 to 4 at Afterwards Tavern and Shelves at 1834 Grand Boulevard. You'll have books on hand to sign. Will you have both books?
I'll have both books.
Okay.
And I think we're going to do a video there of I've got some students that want to ask me some travel questions. So we're going to video that. So if you do want to get into the video, come on down, ask a question. But I ask you, please, please, please take Uber because you will not leave sober.
That's wise. You know, you mentioned travel. Are you looking, perhaps, in the future to write a travel book? Because you've been all over the world, kid. I mean, you know, it's amazing. I can't keep up with you on Facebook.
So you asked me this last time, and I said something, and then that thing just snowballed. You said something similar, like, what's next? And I said, well, a friend of mine suggested maybe a book called Chasing Hemingway, because I love to follow in Hemingway's footsteps. I love the sat where Hemingway sat at the Gritti Hotel in Venice, where he read that he had died in a plane accident in Africa. I sat in that chair. Wow. I had the drink he had. So I said a story, something similar to that last time, and then Facebook blew up, my phone blew up, do it. So now I'm going to Austria, like I said, in September, and I'm going to take a Hemingway route that I'm creating of all the places he drank at and skied at in Austria, in Hohenems. And also on the way there at Madeira, he stopped there too. Uh-huh. So I'm going to hang out where he hung out there.
And I think he also made a trip to Paola, Kansas, right?
Did he?
I don't know. I just wanted to be a part of the conversation.
No, he started at the Kansas City store.
No, because I know we had... I think we mentioned Paola, Kansas last time you were here.
Did we?
Maybe. But, you know, it's really exciting to catch up with you again and talk with you about these books. Are you creating a documentary of maybe your travels, too, that could sort of partner with your...
Yes, there's something that's in motion right now.
Yeah,
this crew that got together, an old friend from New York. I got three people here that are so involved. One's behind you with the camera. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's this momentum that it's... I mean, I think I have six events in 5 weeks. It's crazy.
Great.
For the right reasons.
Maybe you become a superhero. I don't know. The world traveler. The superhero, that's your superpower. You travel around the world. I love that. Anything that we left off that you want to mention, any upcoming or other things going on that you want to note?
I have those two classes in Central America afterward, and I already suggested Uber. Beyond that, you know what I like? If you guys like this stuff, and many do, a great book review goes such a long way for me. That's all I ask, just a great book review.
Yeah, I like that. You know, and I think, you know, as far as reviews go, I mean, whether it's books or, you know, products or, you know, whatever, I think that's really helpful and helping people choose, you know, what content they want to read or what item they want to purchase. I think it's really important to really look at those reviews because it does make a difference. And I'm glad that you mentioned that because, your book, again, can be found on Amazon and various bookstores.
Yeah, for sure. All over the globe. Yeah.
Both books. Very good. We love you, Rudy Waldner, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday, August 10th, 1 to 4. Afterwards, Tavern and Shelves, 1834 Grand Boulevard here in Kansas City, Missouri. And, you know, we wish you well on your next adventure because it just looks like a lot of fun. You have too much fun, but that's a good thing.
That's why I breathe.
We love you, my friend.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Come back and see us, would you?
Will do.
Terrific. And we're going to close out this episode of Art Speak Radio. Thanks so much to Rudy Waldner, Regina Del Carmen, and, of course, Katie Mabry Van Deren. I want to invite you to stay tuned next for Jazz in the Afternoon with Jeff Harshbarger. He's just one of the hardest working musicians in town. Love my Jeff. He's coming up next, and then following him from 3 to 6 is Groovy Grant, Old G's Hangout. So you don't have to go anywhere. Just stay here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Next week, the 14th of August. Can you believe this? It's crazy. Can't wait. Next week, Larissa Uretti will be here. Also, Austin Modrell will be here. He's a artist, poet, writer, and horse wrangler, so that should be really interesting. Again, stay tuned next for Jeff Harshbarger. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today, listening to us online, kkfi.org. And you can find our podcast at our website as well, kkfi.org, and iTunes. You can listen to those if you happen to miss an episode or so. They're posted there. Thank you all so much for listening. And, honey, I'm coming home.